The Forward Thinker Show is available wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Celebrating Women's History Month.
Hey, it's Coral, and welcome to The Forward Thinker Show, the podcast where we share the stories and expertise of global leaders in business and technology. Today, we're joined by Noeen Pham, Association of Information System Advisor and Business Analytics and Information Student. Hello, Noeen.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Great. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I worked with Noeen at a pitch competition, and I just know her brain is so big with all the data analysis and stuff like that. And that's sort of like what we're going to get into today. But before we do that, let's know a little bit about you. Where are you from, Noeen?
I will introduce my name first.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My name is Tay Thuy Nga Pham, but my English name, I prefer to call my English name too, as Noeen.
Mm.
And I'm originally from Vietnam. I came here since 2021, like in January, like right after COVID. So, yeah.
That was so fun. I want to know, how did you get into the world of information systems, you know, data analysis, all that stuff?
Well, at first, my career path is kind of strange because, like, I spent 1 year and a half in Vietnam studying business administrations in one of the university in Vietnam, public university. And then I found that business administration is kind of not for me because it's kind of broad. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, when I switched to U.S. to studies to persuade my bachelor degree, my agency advised me to choose business analytics because based on my preference, based on my interest, that I love numbers and data. So that's why she chose business analytics for me. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I chose the right major since 2022.
Mm-hmm.
When I met Professor Simpson, I met my best friend, Ishaos,
and
then everything just happened at once. And then I feel like I'm in the process of finding my true self, my own true values.
That's so good. You know, one of the main topics I really want to hit on you today is sort of like how we can use data and data analysis to improve businesses, you know, because one of the things I also want, I think that you can help our listeners who, you know, want to grow their business or, you know, want to have, who one of the things they have to do is do pitch decks, or they have to know how you can use data to find out the problem that you need for your business. And I feel like you know a lot about that. So let's start off with a basic question.
Okay.
What is data analysis?
Data analysis for me is to trying to find the problems that the business is recovering based on the actual number, the actual data, either historically or predictively, you know? Yeah. So, like, for a data analyst, I feel like people can make smart decisions because, like, they base on, like, facts and data and statistics, not based on their intrinsic, like, thought. So that's why I feel like data analyst is really needed for the career path for students in information system too.
So information systems is not data analysis. Could you explain what's the difference between, or like how do they correlate together?
Yeah, information system is basically is a broader aspect of tech, of technology. So that's why like data business analyst is more like you be a bridge between the computer side and the business side. Like you analyze data using the tools that also the computer science students also use to programming too. So like, but for information system, you learn more about like informations around you and how you manage those informations, but like it's not as deep as data analysts.
So data analysts, they use different technologies as like what kind of technologies?
Like tool like Power BI, Tableau, SQL, SQL, or Python as you guys use it too.
Wow, so there's a lot of correlation with this within those two.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, so let's say you are a a business mm-hmm. who is trying to sell, you know, men's shoes, how could you use, you know, your data analytics skills to sort of like help make that happen?
At first, you have to collect mm-hmm. data first, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to, if it pays on your demand, like if you want to know like which items you want mm-hmm. to sell as a bestseller, you have to collect all types of data that's related to the customers
mm-hmm.
that correlated to their interest, like the size or the color mm-hmm. or all types of range that they want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why like data analyst is the one that who collects data and analyze into like more visualizations style for you to easy to look at and to understand the data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said that data is important because you get to see the facts of the problem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, because building a business, one of the things that you need to do is find out what's the problem. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the quote-unquote problems that you see in data, that you could find in the data? In, like, the data visualization?
Like, quotes? Like, what do you mean?
Let's say you're trying to figure out a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some of the things that those visualizations can show you?
Like, it can show you the trends.
The trends, yeah.
Either it's going down or it's going up,
mm-hmm.
or, like, the fluctuation. And then it can show, like, the behavior of the data that can try to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, are they trying to, like, going down in the long term or going up in the long term,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah. So what do you find so interesting about that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of like a realistic person.
Mm-hmm. A realistic person? Like, I really need to know the facts.
Yeah, yeah. I need to know the fact. Like, I want to know like the real number of it, not the, like, the feeling or the thinking itself. Like, sometimes you think of that way, but, like, the data itself show you in another way, differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, like, for example, one of the competition that we do for a Tom Ping Tang is generating the gender pay gap.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows the gap between men and women in the workforce, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know exactly how big, how large the gap is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the data, you can find like exactly how many percent of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of different aspects like industry
mm-hmm.
or like age, it all is different. Yeah, and you can talk with the data.
Mm-hmm. And so how can you, okay, so now that we know why data is important and how we can use data and the different ways that we can find the problems within data,
mm-hmm.
how can we use the problems that we see in those to build better products, even software products?
How can we use those to build software products?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel like it's based on the demands that the data try to talk to us,
mm-hmm.
or the trendings that based on like specific of time,
mm-hmm.
it will trending like that, but like in another specific of time it won't
mm-hmm.
become like a hot topic. So that's why like when you build a product, you have to see the market trends. And then the data can tell you like whether what country or what industry that you can focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why it's really important when you on the planning stage
mm-hmm.
that you can like trying to find the trends that it needed.
Because mm-hmm.
if it doesn't need, why we have to create the new one? Yeah, and that's how data tells us. Because on a daily basis, we can see maybe it's here and there, but like we don't see how much it affects mm-hmm. the economy, our market on that specific product.
What are some problems that could arise when, you know, creating these, you know, data visualizations?
One of the problem is maybe when at the beginning stage, we have the term like cleaning data,
mm-hmm.
data cleaning,
mm-hmm.
and then it's sometimes time consuming, but mm-hmm. it's really important. Because, like, if you don't clean the data appropriately,
mm-hmm.
you can turn the data into a opposite directions mm-hmm. that you want. Mm-hmm. Like, it can turn to another trends. Mm-hmm. Maybe the market just doesn't show itself, but like, this can lead you to make like a wrong decision. Mm. Yeah, if you don't clean it properly.
Could you explain what data cleaning is?
Like, data cleaning is like, we clean the data that has like human error on it. For example, typo is also the data cleaning. And like data missing is also in the data cleaning process.
So you don't use data that is missing?
No. Either we deleted the data that's missing, or we use it as a median value.
Yeah. A median?
Yeah. We put the median value into the missing data. Mm-hmm. To generate the whole full data. Average.
Oh, average. Yeah. We're trying to help our business owners here. You know, I'm like just a baby.
Yeah, I can tell. Because you're a computer scientist major. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because from a technical standpoint, we really don't think about, I mean, we know it's important to think about our user, mm-hmm. but it's like, how do we know which users, like what specific kind of users, what do our users need? Mm-hmm. And you said that with data, we can find out what mm-hmm. users need.
Mm-hmm. That's why I feel like the business analytics will come first. And then after all the planning stage, all the analyzing stage, and then the computer science student will come after to develop that products that they want to focus on. Mm. Yeah.
Well, and I think that if you are in the business analytics phase, the phase of like collecting user data, making sure the data is correct, mm-hmm. wouldn't you need different types of people within that group to make sure like everything's going well?
I feel like it's needed because when you build a product, it has so many problems. Yeah, because like when we plan it mm-hmm. from the beginning stage as a business analyst, and then mm-hmm. when we go into the developing stage to like actually build a product, we needed to like constantly maintaining the product mm-hmm. on the daily basis mm-hmm. to running like smoothly. So mm-hmm. that's why we constantly like updating mm-hmm. the data, and also we updating like the whole system itself in the front end and in the back end too. So mm-hmm. that's why we need people to like to back up all types of problems that we can that it can be occurred on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. That's why we need a wide variety of people in your team,
like variety of in people from different cultures, mm-hmm. different things, because they can detect problems that maybe somebody else would not be able to see. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think personally we should have more diversity in, let's say, business analytics?
At first, it's a skill set. Mm-hmm. Second is maybe the mindset of people that can think creatively, mm-hmm. creativity. And then, yeah, I think those two factors can help the business grow better, because like they have the skill set mm-hmm. and they have the mindset to actually do the work, like commit to do the work. It's going to be like grow, mm-hmm. like expand.
Yeah. Have you ever had an experience like that working with a diverse team and you felt like you could grow and expand?
Yes, specifically in AIS, the Association for Information System at FIU. Mm-hmm. At first, I am the one who like approaching to each person mm-hmm. to like encourage them to mostly basically like recovering the whole organization after COVID, because like when I first attending their workshops, only few like 3-4 students attending with professor, and then I feel like all of the whole university doesn't have any organization for business analytics or information system major. Mm-hmm. I was like, how that could be the problem? So like that's why I tried to like step out of my comfort zone, and then I try to reach out to different people mm-hmm. because I used to work with them for like with some classes mm-hmm. so that's why I know their personalities, their skill sets mm-hmm. so that's why like, I come up to them and then I talk to them to see if they are interested in like leadership skills as mm-hmm. AIS to bring up together and then we can build the whole organization again. And then after like a year or more, I feel like it's expanding and our reputation is more like bigger and like everybody, more students that know more about AIS. Yeah.
So you felt like when, because FIU is diverse within itself, you felt like when you, once you built that community of information systems students, business analytics students from all different types of background, you felt like you actually had impact.
I feel like my voice could speak up to somebody because like people really need to like speak up and then to speak to your own specific point, right? Like, if we don't have it, we need to have it. Like, we need to get it done right away, or like no matter what. So that's why it's needed for you to have like a variety of people, because like when somebody couldn't do it, we can ask another to help you too. And like they are all willing to do because you all work with them together and you all understand their personality, so that's why it's really needed to have like it's not the big team but like not too small but like a good number of members inside the team to have it growing.
Yeah. That's what we need. We need to grow.
Expand.
I'm thinking about more like the experience we had in the Battle Brains. We were literally all from everywhere.
Oh my god, yeah.
That was crazy.
That's the best competition that I have ever had though.
Really?
Yeah, for like in my memory. Like after 10 years I will remember it for sure.
Oh my god. Yeah. Because it was hard. A lot of synergy too. Yeah,
it's hard and I can feel like the leadership skills, as long as the like the teamwork skill is really core related to each other.
Yeah,
and it's really really important.
Yeah,
like it helps me to learn like a lot of things, like leadership skill, for example, like the attitude or the way that you can talk to others. I can learn. I learned it from many people, including you too. Oh! I still remember the peach.
Yeah.
That we used to talk to. Oh
yeah.
Yeah, and then I feel like I grow a lot from that competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that competition, every other competition for me is nothing.
You're like, nothing.
I can get it done. I can go through it and I can expand it and whatever I want. Yeah.
Do you think that being in that competitive environment helped you with your, you know, data analysis skills?
Ooh, definitely. Because, like, in a competitive environment, when you are partner with the person that has the same mindset with you, the same prospects that constantly growing, for example, my friend Ishao is one of the best example, because before I met her, I'm still like a ordinary student at FIU. I'm nobody else. Like when I met her, we were like the same mindset together. We just constantly growing. Like we just help each other out. For example, she can speak to on behalf of my mind, and then I can speak on behalf of her mind. And then, yeah, we just carry each other and then going up together. And like, I feel like in competitive environments can help you to, like, do what you think that you shouldn't do or you cannot do. Yeah, like, because you've never think of it, and then you've never think you can try or you can do it. That's why, like, in competitive environments, they force you to at least try it. If you don't try it, how can you know you're good at it or not? Right? So, yeah, it helps you a lot, especially in a college life. When people afraid of doing something, like some people like might afraid, and of course is unavoidable. But like because of you afraid of not doing something, it doesn't mean that you stop doing that. Yeah, so just don't be afraid, guys.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to try something. Because, you know, like, I never thought that data analysis was important until I met you and Ishelle. Because it's something that can also help within your pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are some things you would think? I don't want to answer it for you. What you would think would help within, once you have, you know, the problem, you see the data,
mm-hmm.
now we got a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
How has it helped you? Because you and Michelle have won how many competitions so far?
Five, six? I don't remember.
Six first place.
No, not six first place, but like six competition. And then four or five first place, though.
Yeah. Guys, four out of six, that's still pretty big number. She's rich, guys.
Oh my god. I try.
But yeah, how has it helped you?
Presentation skill?
No, like when you show the problem uh-huh. in data, what does that say to the judges or stakeholders or VCs or something like or somebody like that who's viewing at your product to looking to invest in it?
Of course, the stakeholder, like the ones gonna invest their money into building your product.
Mm-hmm. How is showing data important for that?
It's showing them that the percentage of how running that product
mm-hmm.
that could be possible for them,
mm-hmm.
like how running that product can help them to gain more money.
Mm.
Yeah, like for example, we doing a competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all the competition
mm-hmm.
that we do is including cost analysis mm-hmm. and risk analysis,
mm-hmm.
which is like the stage after the developing stage, which is mm-hmm. the implementing and maintaining stage
mm-hmm.
for your product. Like if you don't plan it beforehand,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't know like how it's gonna affect your business, like. And also the stakeholder won't know that how the product's gonna print the profits for them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how data can come up with.
Mm. So it could also, so not only can it show like the problems that the users have, but it could also show how important it is to stakeholders and like how much they should invest in it mm-hmm. and like the how much it's gonna cost them really.
Mm-hmm.
That's wow. I didn't even know that. That's something that you that's have a to secret. Show. Well, you can only get the secret if you listen to the podcast.
Oh my god!
Yeah. And like, have you seen in competitions in people who haven't shown data versus people like you who have shown data? Have you seen like a difference in like the reactions with the judges and stuff?
Of course, like you can gain more reliability from the judges. Yeah, because. They will judge the numbers that mm-hmm. actually show them on the daily basis, not us just talking to mm-hmm. the judges.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, data, when you show data, people will trust it, will believe it more. Like, it's more persuasive than you don't have data.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same with the atom ping tank.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like, we show a lot of researches
mm-hmm.
for the judges to see, and then they surprise because of those analysis and mm-hmm. analysis that we made. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to say to people who, you know, want to get into data analysis or showcase the importance of data analysis?
First of all, don't be afraid of trying something.
Mm-hmm.
So like for in data, one of the skill sets that I can learn from data analysis is like I can stop trying new things, like because like in all process, like clean data cleaning, data processing, data modeling, I learn by like just trying. Because
mm-hmm.
Back there last year, when I do internship for assurance, I analyze data for 10 hours and nonstop, like using Power BI, but like by try it on,
mm-hmm.
and you see that how it fits and how it works, so like it can help you like to learn more about new skill, new things too. So like don't be afraid to try new things.
We know that data is so important whether you want to get into it mm-hmm. or you're a startup owner who needs to have some great decks.
Mm-hmm.
Data can really sort of, like you said, mm-hmm. reliability and just like knowing problems.
Accessibility also.
And accessibility also. Thank you so much, Noeen, for sharing your expertise. I learned a lot today. Now I'm going to give you a chance to sort of promote anything and how people can reach you so that they can ask you more questions.
Well, for both informal and formal platform, informal I have Instagram with Noeen name, and then for formal I have LinkedIn. So you can reach out for me through LinkedIn. Noeen T3FM. Yes.
Yes. And anything you want to promote?
Please, if you are FU students, join AIS, the Association for Information System.
What's the Instagram?
Instagram is AIS at FIU. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yes. We did it.
Awesome.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to the Forward Thinkers Show.